on this day, 28th April 1921. Specials ambushed. A sensation was created in Newry on Tuesday night when 8 members of the special constabulary in charge of a head constable were ambushed and the entire party wounded, 5 of them seriously. The affair occurred at the junction of King Street and Merchants Quay at 9:20. From the details available, it appears that the patrol had just turned the Comer into Merchants Quay when 4 young men with their hands in their coat pockets approached, apparently in a friendly way. Suddenly, they commenced to hurl bombs at the unsuspecting specials and opened rapid fire on them with revolvers. The entire patrol fell at the first onslaught with the bombs, several severely wounded. Those of the specials who were able replied to the attack with their weapons, but the attackers fled. Another patrol of specials arrested 3 young men, Peter McNulty of Kiln Street, Peter O'Hare of Caulfield Place, and Matthew Gray. On being searched, fully loaded Webley revolvers were found on each of the men. Party collisions. The Old Lodge Road district of Belfast was in a very disturbed state yesterday afternoon. The disturbance, which broke out sometime after the passing of the Duffin funeral and seems to have originated with some school children making use of party expressions. As too often happens on such occasions, the women came on the scene, and before very long, large numbers of men made their appearance. Soon, opposing parties were firing revolvers and vigorously stoning each other. The trouble intensified when a number of people who had been attending the funeral of the brothers Duffin were recognised passing along Stanhope Street. The police kept the opposing elements apart as best they could until the arrival of an armoured car and Crossley tender. The occupants of these opened revolver fire, with the result that a number of people were injured, one of them, Henry Montgomery, 18, sustaining a bullet wound to the head. A milk vendor had an exciting experience on the Crumlin Road. He was engaged in his rounds when the cry was raised, "Here's another Sinn Féiner." He managed to jump clear of the mob from his cart and rushed into licensed premises close to hand. A howling mob assembled outside, but the police got the man away. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note: the countdown to the first partition elections witnessed a clearly orchestrated escalation of IRA attacks on the specials in nationalist areas where their presence was resented. Then, as in more recent times, funerals proved the focus of sectarian clashes. In this case, the Republican funeral of the Duffin brothers on its way to the Glens.